Municipal Code Enforcement Board meeting, January 10th, 2013. I'd like to start with the invocation. Latricia Wilson, please.
Lord, I want to thank you for allowing us to be here tonight, and we ask that you give us guidance in our decisions tonight, and that we ask for your continued help throughout the day, and that we all get home safely tonight.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Ruth Laird?
Here.
Mr. Sparkman?
Here.
Ms. Brown, excused. Ms. Colley?
Here.
Ms. Wilson?
Here.
And Mr. Buckles.
You have a forum?
We do.
We do.
Okay, did we have an opportunity to review the minutes from December? Will a motion approve?
They brought them over and put them in the office.
Move to approve.
I'll second.
Who did? Tom? Daniel?
I moved to first.
Okay. Okay, motion to approve minutes, Danielle, second by Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
Pass unanimous. And then if you could go ahead and swear in the officers, please.
Officers, do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. For the record, Lorraine Kennedy, Dwayne Thomas, Charles Rich, Dan Baker, and Raymond Furring.
Okay. Matter of housekeeping, if you have a cell phone on your person, if you could please silence it or turn it off for the duration of the meeting. And Chip, if there is anybody present that we'd like to bring to the front?
We'll bring them up in order of appearance.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, board members. My name is Charles Rich with the City of Ocala. I'm the duly appointed code enforcement manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement and certified in all four levels of training. I've been your code enforcement manager for more than 4 years. I have 30 years of law enforcement experience, and I'll be presenting your cases this evening. If I could just do one bit of housekeeping, I have the unenviable task to inform the board that one of our members, Giorgio Licanico, passed away just before Christmas.
No.
And so he won't be a board member any longer. But I'm sure he's sending good juju down to the board to make good decisions. Also, as part of a little bit of housekeeping this evening, we have removed on your agenda, we've removed case on page 3 at the bottom, CO12-2143. We've also removed repeat violator status from CON-12-2049 at the top of page 3 and CON-12-2095 in the middle of page 3. Those will still be presented. They'll be presented not as repeat violators, though. But also, please, the board, on page 5 at the bottom, CON-12-2369, Mr. Clardy is here this evening and may wish to speak to you all. However, we were informed this afternoon just prior to this hearing that application is being made for demolition of this structure. So we will present that case first.
Okay.
The City of Ocala and Officer James Vo and Dan Baker versus John S. Clardy, violation, I'm sorry. Catch up to us here. The case number is CON-12-2369 in your record. This is a situation where a tree fell through the building, requiring major restoration to repair the structure. The location is 814 Southeast 1st Terrace, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of section 82-181, the definition of a dangerous structure. And section 82-182, dangerous building declared a nuisance abatement required. The parcel ID is 2822-023-005, and all certified mail was returned to the city. We posted the property on 10-30-2012 for the notice of violation and 12-6-2012 for the notice of hearing. The summary of findings that Officer Vo located and observed the property is in violation of the city's code. all attempts of Officer Foe to have the response remedy violation have not been successful, Officer Baker conducted the re-inspection of that location and observed a situation as indicated in photographs. At the end of your presentation, see there, we have a basically a warehouse structure where the tree has fallen through. Staff has a recommendation to find respondent guilty of violating code section 82181, 82182, in order for the respondent to obtain a demolition permit within 30 days to either bring the structure up to current Florida building codes within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days, with demolition and cleanup to be of the debris to be completed within 60 days. Pay the cost of prosecution as assessed, all within 30 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day per violation, and the city to do the work utilizing all means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. I don't believe that any fine is going to apply here because evidently our information is that they are making application to demolish that portion of the structure. I will give the respondent an opportunity to speak if he'd like to at this time.
Are there any questions for the city?
To answer any other questions you all may have.
As board, any questions for the city?
Just the administrative fee is included here?
The administrative fee is $112.69. That's just the cost of prosecution. That's all that's due at this point. We would like an order just to finish, make sure that we can get it all finished up.
Okay, is John S. Clardy, Jr. present?
Yes.
Go ahead and come forward, please. And if you can go ahead and be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
John S. Clardy, Jr., 934 Southeast 8th Street, Ocala, Florida, 34471. I guess the only thing I can add is it was the city's tree that demolished my warehouse.
Another thought for another day, right?
which is ultimately looks like it's led me to end up losing half of my warehouse storage space. The building is of an age such that although I tried with some effort to see if we could salvage any of that part of the damaged part to rebuild it under code, and it's better to start over than it would be to try to rehab it. But that also gives me an issue with my insurance and that sort of thing, where it covers where I can't recover sufficient funds to substantially replace the structure. So I kind of got caught in the thing. I tried to figure out how to do something with parts of that structure, but just couldn't get there with it because of its age and characteristics. So any leniency you have only while we work through the balance of the process would be appreciated.
Well, I guess what the city's saying is that you've already made the application to demolish the structure?
Yes.
Okay, and they're not asking for a fine, they're just giving a certain time period that they'd like to see it completed. Does the time period seem to be in line with your schedule?
Probably reasonable.
Okay.
And that's 60 days from the permit or 60 days from now?
60 days from when they signed the order, so the order will probably sign maybe sometime this week.
Okay, so it's the order.
Yeah,
okay.
This week or early next week, something like that. Just depends on when they're drawn up. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll make a motion that we accept the city recommendations.
We have a motion by Latricia, second by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passed unanimous.
We have an individual that has just stepped in here. This is not a case that's on your agenda or in your presentation packet tonight. He wants to present a petition to the board. And I'm going to attempt to bring this up. Do you all know how to switch over to the prompt area? Just push a little button there. My assumption is that he's requesting an extension of period of time to comply. The problem is we are butting up against this board order, and in order to get an extension of time at this point, because we've already sent it out for cleanup, mm-hmm. we would have to have an amended order from you all. So he wants to present evidence to you as to why he would need an extension of time. And if you all tell me if you can read that or...
You can back up.
Back up.
It slipped, apologize.
There you go.
Right there.
Okay. And I can try to bring up photo, the pictures if you want to see them or whatnot, but it's going to be difficult, I'm afraid.
Okay, and when's the order, when's it going to affect that we're supposed to...
The order has already gone into effect, and we have already sent this out for bid for cleanup. It's already on the cleanup list.
And how long does it take usually to get the bids back and get it done?
I would assume that this is probably going to be cleaned up within the next few days if he doesn't get an order to, or to extend his time.
Okay. What's the city's recommendation?
I would like to hear from him because this is the first that I've heard of it. He just walked through the door.
Right.
And if he can get it done where it's no longer a problem, this is a case that we've been started working on.
7 months,
half
the other, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe
less. You know, typically, with that amount of time, I have brought the case up. We started this case on 7/18 of 2012. Based upon what he says, the city may or may not be willing to extend the time as part of the city's recommendation.
Okay. So is Mr. Simmons here, I guess?
Yes, sir.
Okay, come on, come forward. Can you be sworn in, please?
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And if you can state your name and address for the record.
My name is Gary Sims. I did reside at 1920 Northwest 28th Court. While I was out of town working, somebody got in my house and electricity was off. It was being renovated, one room. I had somebody watching it, but apparently somebody got in the house and there was a fire lit through the back bedroom. They say the fireman said it was a slow smoldering fire that got into the mattress, and I lost my place and I did not have fire insurance, and it really put a big dent in my pocket. What I'm asking for is an extension so that I can get the assets to move this burned mobile home out. I'm looking for somebody to move, and I just don't have the assets. And I was also going to ask you if you knew anybody that could possibly, I can get numbers from to try to work this out. Maybe by March I can have the money to get this done.
So you're looking at 60 days?
Yeah, I should be back in March, and hopefully I can have the money to move this and get it out. I've got it all boarded up. I've got no trespassing signs. It's where nobody can get in. It could be a hazard. It's cleaned up now, ready to be moved. I just don't have the assets to move, and that's the problem.
So, Chip, the city's order, what are they doing with it? Are they moving it?
The city was to demolish it.
To demolish it.
This would have to be brought up to current Florida building codes when it's redone.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it exceeds 56% of the value of the structure that's currently there, and that's the state mandated cutoff.
Right.
We're getting complaints from, people don't particularly care to look at this.
It's right on a dead end. I might want to add in the park where nobody really actually goes down. I'm on the dead end right by the retention pond, so that is a good sign.
Someone goes there.
Yeah. But I am faithfully trying to...
This is in a mobile home park?
Yes, sir. It's at Golden Holiday, right off of Highway 27.
How long has this been going on?
The home burned in July. I did not have fire insurance. That's the problem. So I took a complete loss. And I'm trying to get the money together so that I can get it out, and hopefully by March I can have the money
Chip, when would the city demolish it?
Well, it's already gone out for bid. The end of his time frame was right around this portion of the month. The order was signed on The order giving him 30 days to bring the residents up, you know, to get the permit, was signed on the first day of November. So he had 30 days to get a permit, or 60 days to demolish it and have it all removed. So that would have been the 1st of January. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that we're going to be going out here real soon for cleanup.
Do you want to let the city do it?
It'd be cheaper.
How much would that be for the city to do that?
I had to pay to have one of my mobile moved and set up for a guardian, a lady I'm a guardian for a number of years ago. It was about $2,500. So to move and dispose of that at the dump or someplace, you may spend $1,500, $2,000, you know, in dump fees.
And I'm assuming our guys are going to do it for less than that. I mean, they just haul it off.
You can have it done, and then I can pay that by March or when I get the money?
Right.
Would that be the appropriate thing to do, would you think?
Well, if we leave the order as it stands, and then that's what's going to happen, because they've already put it out to bid to be demolished.
Mr. Sims, was there something you were trying to salvage from it, or I'm kind of confused now?
Well, there was additions added onto it that I had to break up within the last couple months. I have done that with a friend of mine that has been helping me.
Mm-hmm. So you're saving parts of it? Is that
I had to dismantle the trail. Mm-hmm. The initial trail to be moved out. Mm-hmm. There was parts on it. There was a garage, a carport. Mm-hmm. There was another addition built on, 4x20 room.
So when the city comes out, they're going to destroy everything. They're just going to.
So now it's all off. Now it's actually.
Those parts off.
They were going to just, you mean, in other words, torch it and just cut it and put it on like a flatbed and haul it out?
I don't even think they'll torch it. They'll just use their.
Okay, yeah, I see.
Mr. Sims.
Well, I'm asking you, what would be the appropriate thing to do? I mean, I just don't have the assets to pay it. I mean, how would this work?
Let me ask you a question,
yes,
sir. Do you own the property there?
I own the property.
Okay.
I own it.
Right. Yeah, see, the best, in my estimation, I think we could get this done quicker for him and probably less expensive. Mm-hmm. He would simply pay for that. He could petition the board for a reduction in the 60 days of a fine that has accrued because it's been undone.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be the least expensive.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking too, is this letter, right?
The thing is, by not having fire insurance, it just really put me in a hole, so to speak. I didn't expect this to happen. Somebody got in there that did not belong in there, and they set it on fire.
Right. Well, it sounds like the best for everybody is just to let the existing order go on as planned.
So what you're saying is there's going to be a bid on this, and it would probably be cheaper for me to do that?
If it pleases the board, what would probably happen is the city will, being that the time frame has expired, the city will obtain the permit and demolish the structure, removing the junk and debris, and then the lien will apply to the property.
Right.
We can pay that our costs off like we do in most of these situations and seek a reduction of the fine portion of the order.
Yeah, when he's ready to pay.
And you're saying that
whenever he's ready to. He doesn't, and if he doesn't, it just sits there. You know, mm-hmm. It's not like the city's going to foreclose and take his property.
You understand what they're saying?
Yeah, I know that.
So it's going to be.
It's a cul-de-sac where no one goes.
But it's rather retention bond.
So if the city does it, it's going to be a complete demolition.
What do you think that would be with the lowest bid, roughly on a ballpark figure?
You can't quote me on this, but generally, I mean, we get whole houses taken down for between $1,500 and $2,500. So
you're going to take the lowest bid. And it'd be my best interest.
We have three contractors.
Probably be better for me. Yeah.
All right.
Actually, we have five contractors that will bid on it.
Yeah, it's ready to be moved. We got everything out there. I just was trying to get the money to get it out, and that's why I'm here for the extension, so I don't have any problem with my property.
Yeah, I would have to think that this petition, there is no sense in going forward with the petition. That's my opinion on it. Does anyone have any?
That's just
no. I make a motion that we accept.
We don't have to motion that.
We don't?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
His petition would just die.
It would just die for lack.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So just the original order is going to, they're going to proceed with the original order. They're going to take it. And then
I'll have to be liable to pay this.
Yes. You will be.
And if I don't, then that's when the problem arises. That's why I'm out there working to get this straightened out.
Right, yeah, and then as far as the fine's concerned, you can request a reduction in the fine, but you'll, the board will probably still hold you responsible for the costs of hauling it off and the case cost.
Basically, I won't be fined or there won't be no liens on my property or anything as long as I pay this thing, and it'd probably be within $1,500 or so.
The city would support a reduction of his fine due to the circumstances that he's involved in here. So I can't speak for the board or for the magistrate, but
We typically do.
Consistent with what the board has done in the past for people in similar circumstances.
After all this happens, go to Mr. Rich's office and he'll give you a form to petition the board.
So what is my next step then?
Go to Mr. Rich's office after the house is demolished.
It's actually his,
And get a form.
His card. You need to just work with your officer that's been working with you there.
So that would be the appropriate thing to do then?
Yeah, we believe so.
I'm trying, I just want you to know, it's not that I'm just neglecting this and anything.
Yeah, well, we think it helps you because it's gonna cost less and it helps us because it gets takes care of, you know, the issue and quicker and that, so everybody should be happy.
So what you're saying in a matter of maybe a week or so, or that this will be taken out of there?
It'll be within a few weeks.
And I'll be liable for this?
For the cost and the case cost.
It'll be within reason.
Well, it'll be probably lower than you could have it done for, that's for sure.
Yes, sir.
Unless you did it yourself.
Right, I don't have to put it.
Right.
Yes, well, you're all a fine group of people and I just didn't know what else to do. They told me to be here Thursday, first Thursday, and that's why I'm here. Show my sincerity here in this matter.
Well, we appreciate you showing up and addressing it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
Have a nice evening.
Thank you very much.
That'll bring us to page 2 of the agenda. Case number CON 12-2020. This is a case involving Officer Maureen Kennedy in the city of Ocala versus the estate of Lucinda Frangipani and Stuart Helfer and the Bank of New York Mellon, a location at 525 Northeast 18th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash and other unsightly and sanitary matter, and section 34141 through 145, property registration and maintenance requirements for properties in default. The parcel ID is 2830-007-00. Legal service and posting were obtained as indicated on page 2 of your documentation. And as this additional correspondence, we've included a copy of the FDIC information in the less pendants. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this location due to neighbor's complaint. Upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Kennedy added the bank to the case. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violations remain. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation, and we've also included photographs at the end of your presentation of the property as it's currently situated. Officer Kennedy is here prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Can you let this garage door open? Is the inside, is the home secure? Or?
No. With the garage being open that way.
It's not vacant, someone's living there. And the complainant was concerned about the garage door and the stuff piled up in front of it. And then the backyard was overgrown and he took care of that. They haven't done anything about the garage door or
just
the stuff
junk
in the
Okay.
All right. So the maintenance requirement and the security requirements are still on board or no longer available? No.
I'm sorry?
You're citing them for section 143 and 144. Are we still doing that now or are they clear of that?
The bank didn't register the property either.
Right. That's 42. 43 is maintenance and security.
Right.
Like
what happens here is we typically will cite them for the whole chapter until they register. Mm-hmm. Then when they register, then we can pick out which sections apply, if they don't bring it into compliance. The problem that we have with this particular bank is it's their impression that there's someone in the house.
I see a truck.
Right, and they don't care who's in the house. It could be, if someone's in the house, they walk away. They go, someone's there. And our position is, if the electricity's been shut off and turned back on, in the code, it actually says for more than 2 days in any timeframe during the foreclosure period, or if it shows evidence of abandonment and neglect and whatnot, then they have to register it. So we butt heads with this bank and with Wells Fargo Bank continually on whether or not it has to be registered or not. They're the only two.
Is electrical power off there?
I believe it's on.
Okay.
Probably on now, yeah. So we like to get them moving on getting it remedied and taken care of and getting their people going with whatever they're going to do, and they don't like it.
Okay. Any questions for the city? Anyone here to represent the respondent?
I would point out for the record that there is no one here to represent the respondent.
Okay. The staff recommendation is at the bottom of page 2.
I'd make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Have a motion from Danielle.
Second.
Second from Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Pass unanimous.
That brings us to the top of page 3 on the agenda, CON 12-2049. Officer Lorraine Kennedy in the city of Ocala versus Mary Haston and GMAC Mortgage LLC, a location of 2431 Northeast 2nd Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of section 34143, maintenance requirements for properties in default. So evidently they have registered this, however they're not taking care of the maintenance requirements. The parcel ID is 24949-000-00. Legal service and posting were obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. We've also included a copy of the SunBiz, the final judgment, and the current property registration as part of your correspondence. And a summary of findings that Officer Ryan Kennedy responded to this location due to neighbor's complaint on arrival, observed the properties in violation, as stated. Additional investigation of properties in foreclosure and Officer Kennedy have banked the case. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful and violation remains. We have included photographs of the current condition of the property. And we have a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2. And in this situation, they have registered, but they are not properly maintaining. And you see that we have an open barrier and the pool. So Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions you all may have.
I make a motion that we accept staff's recommendation.
A motion from Latricia.
I'll second.
Have a second from Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to CON 12-2095. I might point out for the record there was no representation on the last case. Officer Lorraine Kennedy in the city of Ocala versus Carrion Sands and Carrion and Larry Mitchell. A location of 2011 Northeast 12th Place, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of 34143, maintenance requirements for properties in default. The parcel ID is 2625-001-023. Legal service and posting has been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. We've also included a copy of the lease pendants, the satisfaction, and the current property registration. The summary of findings for Officer Ryan Kennedy responded to this location due to neighbor's complaint. And upon arrival, observed the properties in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed the properties in foreclosure, and Officer Kennedy added the bank to the case. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violation remains. As part of your presentation, we've included a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2. I would also, for the record, advise that there is no representation here in this case this evening. Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions you may have, and we have also included photographs at the end of your presentation of the current condition of the property as it stands now.
Move to accept staff recommendation.
I have a motion from Danny Oldis.
I'll second.
And a second from Latricia. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Pass unanimous.
And at the bottom of page 3, you'll note that we had indicated to you that we've removed that one from the board. That was brought into compliance just prior to the meeting this evening. That brings us to page 4 on the agenda. Case CON 12-2321. Officer Lorraine Kennedy and the City of Ocala versus Justin M. Murphy. We'd be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. A location of 1545 Northeast 9th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, weeds accumulation of trash and other unsightly and sanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2651-004-001. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. And as part of your additional correspondence, we've included the previous findings of fact and affidavit of partial compliance in another case. We've also included photographs of the condition of the property as it stands out there now. And the summary of findings that Officer Kennedy located this property, observed the properties in violation of the city's code and is overgrown with things, junk, and debris. Additional investigation reveals that the property was brought before the CEB in 2008 and found guilty for violation of code section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2, and Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions that you may have. I would point out for the record that there is no representation here this evening, and some of the board members might remember Mr. Murphy from his previous appearances here.
I make a motion we accept staff recommendation.
Motion from Donald, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, CON 12-2197. Officer Raymond Furring and the City of Ocala versus Turpin 4 LLC. A location of 1945 and 1941 Northwest 12th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, weeds accumulation of trash and other unsightly and sanitary matter. We would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. The parcel ID is 2220-004-009. Legal service and legal posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2. And as part of the additional correspondence, we've included the previous findings of fact and affidavit of partial compliance in another case. You all may be familiar with these places here. In fact, these were recently sold to Tarpon 4 LLC, and all of our liens were not satisfied from the previous occurrences there. So we'll be following up on that another time. The summary of findings of Officer Furring located this property and observed the properties in violation of the city's code and has overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that in 2012, the respondent was brought before the special magistrate and found guilty for violation of section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. I point out for the record that there is no staff or respondent representation here this evening. And your staff recommendation is at the bottom of page 2. We have photographs of the indication of the property as it's currently situated out there now, and Officer Furring is prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions for the city?
No.
Move a motion?
Motion to accept.
I have a motion to accept staff recommendation by Kyle. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Danielle. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, CON 12-2250. This is Officer Raymond Furring in the City of Ocala versus Doris D. Andrews. A location in the City of Ocala at 2048 Northwest 2nd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. We would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. And this is for a violation of section 3495, weeds accumulation of trash and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2260-148-025. Legal service and posting were obtained as indicated on page 2 of the presentation. We've also included a copy of the previous findings of fact and affidavit of partial compliance in the first case, but the city brought the property into compliance. The summary of findings that Officer Furring located this property and observed the properties in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that in 2010, the respondent was brought before this board and found guilty for violation of code section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has provided you with a recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your documentation. We've also got photographs of the current condition of the property as it sits now, and also Fern is prepared to answer any questions you may have.
How far back is that supposed to be cut?
Well, the problem is, and let me just, this is adjacent, this property is adjacent to residents on the side here. Mm-hmm. So theoretically, it should be 12 inches for the 300 feet that it is adjacent to another structure. And I can bring Officer Furring up here to explain how close the other house is if you'd like. He didn't get it in his photograph here very well. But you can kind of see the peak of the other house behind through the woods.
I make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
I'll second.
A motion from Latricia and a second from Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Pass unanimous.
And that's going to bring us to the next. Oops. Just lost them all. One moment, please. CLM 12-2270. The City of Ocala versus, and Officer Raymond Furring versus Tia L. Howard. A location of the 1600 block of Northwest 16th Court, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, weeds accumulation of trash and other unsightly and sanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2195-066-000. Legal service and posting were obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. I would put in for the record there is no representation for this case this evening. The summary of findings that Officer Furring located this property, observed the property is in violation of the state's code and that it is overgrown. All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation, and in the photographs at the end of the presentation, you can see once again there's a house. As you're looking at the photograph, a house to the left of this lot, and we would require this to be cleaned out.
All right, we have a motion from Danielle. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
And a second from Latricia. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to case number, at the top of page 5, case number 212-2389. The City of Ocala, Officer Raymond Furring versus Tarpon 4, LLC. A location of 1942 and 1944, Northwest 13th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. We would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. The violation of section 3495, weeds and accumulation of trash and other unsightly and sanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2220-004-008. Legal service and posting are obtained as indicated on page 2 of the presentation. We've also included the previous order and findings of fact and affidavit of partial compliance in another case. We have included photographs at the end of your presentation of the condition of the property, and a summary of findings that Officer Raymond Furring has located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that in 2012, the respondent was brought before the code enforcement magistrate and found guilty for violation of code section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Once again, we've got structures adjacent to these properties, which would require these properties to be cut. Bottom of page 1 is an indication of the structure. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation. Officer Fern is prepared to answer any questions the board may have.
Is there anyone here from Tarpon 4?
Point out for the record that there is no representation here for Tarpon 4.
Make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Daniel. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Kyle seconds it. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to case number CLM 12-1742, the estate of Nathaniel and Arthur Spates, a location of 207 Southwest 13th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas. The violations are violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter. Section 82181, the definition of a dangerous structure, and Section 82182, a dangerous building declared a nuisance, abatement required. We would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. The parcel ID is 2845-053-027. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of the presentation. We've also included a copy of the previous order and the affidavit for partial compliance in that case and a copy of the death certificate. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this property due to citizens' complaint and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed the respondent has had many other cases. The last on it in 2010, which was brought before the magistrate and found guilty for violations of Code Section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondents remedy the violation have not been successful and the violation remains. Staff has prepared a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2, and Officer Thomas is prepared to testify about the situation out there. You can see the property's unsecured and needs to be cut. So,
just a quick question. It was up for a tax deed sale. Was it sold? That was 2010 when they applied for the taxes on it, so it has never been sold.
Not that I was aware of.
Okay. Make a motion to accept staff recommendations.
I have a motion from Latricia.
I'll second.
Second from Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to case number CUM 12-2297, MC2 Properties, Beek and John Morales. A case involving Officer James Bowe, represented also by Officer Dan Baker.
Hey, Chip.
Yes, sir.
Can I say just real quick, when you read the case number for the last case, I think there was, you said 1742. I just wanted to confirm that.
1721, I'm sorry.
CUM 12-1721, I just wanted to confirm that for the record.
I apologize.
No problem.
In this case, it's CUM 12-2297. Location at 3420 Southeast 45th Avenue, Ohio, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash and other unsightly items in a curtain matter. The parcel ID is 29735-001-15. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2, and we've also included a copy of the Sundes report. As part of your presentation, we've included photographs of the property as it exists out there. Officer Baker responded. And the summary of findings that Officer Bowe responded to this location due to neighbor's complaint upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. All attempts by Officer Bowe to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful and the violations remain. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2. I would point out for the record that there is no representation this evening by the respondents available.
Any questions for the city? We have a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept staff.
Motion from Kyle to accept staff recommendation. We have a second.
Second.
Second from Danielle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Pass unanimous.
I'm going to take us to old business. I would turn out for the board. It's a pleasure that there are no petitions other than the one we've already heard this evening. I would respectfully request the board accept this portion of the agenda as consent agenda, that these properties and city represents the fact that these properties have not been brought into compliance. The city would respectfully request a motion to proceed with the board's previous orders in these cases.
We have a motion.
Motion by
Latricia, second from Donald, all in favor?
Aye.
Pass unanimous.
Having said that, the city would respectfully request a motion to have all evidence, testimony, and presentations accepted into the record for the evening.
We have a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Kyle, second from Danielle. All in favor?
Aye.
Having said that, city rests.
Okay. We have any comments by those who address the municipal code enforcement board? Any general comments from anyone? I hadn't heard that about Giorgio.
I apologize. We tried to send out an email, but I had some technical problems with that.
How many years did he serve?
We gave him a plaque previously, mm-hmm. Which, thank you for reminding me of that. I think he had... Or Jay was 11. It was between.
He was on the board the whole time I've been a code enforcement.
Might have run right around 8 to 10 years, mm-hmm. as I recall, because he had a one break there where he was having some surgeries. He had spoken to Yvette and told her that he was going in for one additional surgery, and apparently didn't make it through.
Mm-hmm. Very sad. Is there
We do have also a plaque that we'll be presenting at the next city council meeting to council member Musley.
Oh, yeah.
For his service.
Okay, he had
a little over 11 years on the board, so
wow.
We encourage all of you all to.
Yeah, shoot me the date and the time for that.
Okay.
Whatever it is, but email.
I would also love to have you speak.
Oh, okay.
If you'd like to.
Yeah, I can do that.
If you'd like to say something as the chair of the board.
Okay, I'd be happy to.
And other than that, I hope you all enjoyed your meal on the city. Did anybody attend?
I ended up being out of town. I had planned on being here.
Yeah, it's kind of
I guess they tried.
Yeah, they did. It was nice one to do it.
Yes,
they did. All right, well, if that's it, then meeting adjourned.
6:17.